I searched his uneasily averted gaze. Was he, Superpatriot Fleet Scientist, beginning to have doubts? Something was making him all aflutter. I shuddered again. That something would be plain soon enough. What's the other anomaly? I wanted to know. Laia shifted in her seat again. I really hated it when she did that.
Well, I'm not entirely certain there is one. It's just that...
She gestured to the coil reel recorder beside the board.
I was able to get a coil of Holly's experience. Some of it, anyway. His vital signs, respiration, heart rate, acid level, were recorded along with Felix's. Using what I knew about Holly's history, I was able to filter the two apart. So we know how Felix's body was reacting as well. Nothing unusual there, but,
she hesitated,
we also have both sets of Alpha Series brain tracks.
She hesitated again.
Felix's were a little odd.
How? I asked bluntly, not bothering to hide my rapidly growing suspicions.
Well, the Alpha resembles, on first glance, classic textbook symptoms of schizophrenia.
Great, I snarled angrily. We're going into the brain of a raving... Laia held up a hand.
On first glance, I said. The pattern, after careful study, misses at several key points.
Then he's not mad, I prompted. Or getting there? She looked very uncomfortable, but she managed a little something definite in her tone.
I don't think he is.
She looked at me, her face impassive.
I can't be sure, but I don't think so.
Then why tell me, goddammit? She looked genuinely surprised.
I thought you wanted to know everything.
Well, I don't, I snapped. Then, to soften it, I tried a small grin. It seemed to help. She relaxed somewhat. And then, abruptly, it was time. One last check to be sure Laia's monitoring systems were properly keyed in. Another check to see that our dead man switches, to jerk us out in an instant, were functioning. The helmets were lowered over our heads, over our eyes. My last glimpse was of the suit, sitting darkly beside us. It was an impulse I couldn't seem to resist. And then I went to hell.